Hello, Agape Church and friends. Welcome into the Building Up Podcast. This is episode number 130. This is normally the part of the podcast where I tell you what we're going to be discussing on today's episode, but we'll get there. I'm not quite sure how to put it into words. This podcast probably a little bit different today than what I normally do. You know, each week I kind of think about the scriptures that I'm studying or what we've recently taught about at Agape Church. And there's usually some avenue of the scriptures that, you know, during a sermon we didn't have a chance to get to, or there was something that was taught that I wanted to elaborate on. And so, but this week that hasn't been the case. It's just at one point, actually wasn't going to record a podcast this week, but I have found myself being very reflective this week toward my own life, and specifically on toward my mom, who I've talked about since several times the podcast this year, that she passed away back in November 2022. I'm recording this in July of 2023, so not quite a year, and just been very reflective about her life and our relationship this week. And I was just thinking through probably some of my regrets and some thoughts on what I would do differently if I could go back and maybe relive the last couple of years that she was alive, where I was doing a lot of caretaking for her every week. And, you know, what would I tell myself? What would I do differently? And so just as I was kind of processing through that and thinking about that this week, and that's not uncommon. I mean, I've had moments like that. If you've been through a situation of grief where you've lost someone that you love, you know, I think you have those times. You know, you have days where all of a sudden, out of the blue, it just kind of hits you, and you find yourself maybe grieving in sorrow, or maybe you're rejoicing in a good memory, or maybe you're just being reflective. And so it was just one of those weeks for me, and I had that come up several times. But as I was processing through some of those questions and some of those thoughts, it just occurred to me, you know, there might be others who kind of deal with the same thing. There might be others who it might be helpful to kind of process through this together. And at the same time, maybe it's just a little therapeutic for me to talk through some of this. So this is probably a little bit different than what I normally do. If it ends up not being your cup of tea, I totally understand. There's 129 other episodes of this podcast that you could go back and listen to, and hopefully you'd find something good there. But so, you know, with my mom, she had been sick for many years, but the last couple of years of her life, I was serving as one of her, you know, primary caretakers. I had an aunt who was helping with her as well. But I was going up about once a week to really spend, I'd probably spend about 8 hours with her and handle things that needed to be handled, buying groceries and helping her get really doing the housework for her, helping her to be able to do some things she couldn't normally do if I wasn't there, eating dinner with her, spending time with her, things of that nature. And it was an incredible gift. It was one of those things that it came out of necessity because of her health and, you know, her illness getting worse. And so that was something that was a downer. You know, that was something that was really hard. But at the same time, it was something that the Lord used as a gift, because there was really a necessity for me to just say in my schedule, okay, I've got to make this day every week to go and help see about her and take care of her. And so that gift of time, you know, that the Lord gave, had she not had kind of the downturn in her health that required that, then I probably wouldn't have had that time with her. And so, you know, I look back now and I think, man, those last couple of years and that every week opportunity that I had with her is something that I cherish. At the same time, though, you know, if you've ever been in a situation like that where you're taking care of an older parent, it's not all glorious. It's not all easy. And so there were times where, I mean, I was tired from a long day of work and stress of the week. And there were times, you know, obviously she wasn't feeling well. And so there were times where we would butt heads you know, we would have disagreements and arguments, and just my mom and I had a very special relationship. I was only child, and so we, you know, we had a probably similar personality in a lot of ways. And so there were just times where we just, you know, we kind of argue or fuss or fight or what have you. And, you know, and we always made up when those things happened. And we didn't, you know, hold on to those things for long, but, you know, just in the situation, I can look at it and say, there were things that I wish that had been a little different. You know, I wish that time hadn't been marred by, you know, any kind of arguments or things like that. But, you know, at the same time, I realized that there was also just a lot of really good moments and really enjoyable things that we were able to do together. And I know that she cherished me being there, and I cherished being there with her. But I was just thinking this week about, you know, how short that time period was that we had, and how quickly, you know, in the grand scheme of things, that it went by. And, you know, kind of asking myself some of those questions is like, you know, what would you tell yourself if you could go back? If you could go back to, you know, kind of the beginning of that process, you know, just tell yourself like, hey, you know, what would you say? Like, hey, you know, time's limited. So, you know, be more gentle, be more kind, be more patient, you know, be more godly. And I think that would be something good to say. But as I was pondering that this week, you know, I had the thought that I don't know what difference that would have really made. You know, I knew time was pretty short. Like, I didn't know exactly how short it was, but I knew that that might not be a situation that was going to last for several years. And so I knew my time with her might be limited. And I knew that I needed more Christ-likeness. I needed more gentleness and patience and kindness at times when, you know, we had emotions that were, you know, where we were stressed or we were just either one of us having a bad week. And I would pray about that. And I don't know that if I could go back and share that with myself, I don't think that would create any more godliness, you know, in me at that time. I think it was that's the process of sanctification, just learning how to grow in the godliness of the Lord. I don't think it would have created anything in me where I was more patient or more kind or more gentle just because I had someone warning me time is short. So what would I tell myself? And I think the conclusion that I reached is what I would have told myself is to be as present in the moment as you possibly can, to make the most out of it, to be intentional in your relationship. Even if you guys have these moments where there's a fuss or a fight or an argument, even if you're not as patient as you want to be, even if there are times where you don't say things with the gentleness that you want to say them, address those things by asking for forgiveness and moving forward, which we did. But just do your best to be there and be present and be intentional, because that is something that I don't think I did a great job of all the time. You know, I think about that time that I had with her, and there was so much that I was doing that was, I was taking care of tasks that needed to be done. I needed to get this cleaned, or I needed to get these groceries bought and put up, and I needed to, you know, and so we'd sometimes sit down and, well, every week we'd sit down and watch television together, but I think I would take time to have more intentional conversations. I think I would take time to ask her more questions. You know, my mom was this really spiritually significant person in my life. I think I would take time to just stop and say, hey, tell me a little bit about why it was so important to you to take me to church when I was a kid. Or, you know, do you remember every night when you would read this psalm to me? What made that psalm significant to you? Or tell me again about your coming to Christ. What was that like? How did you feel what made you make that decision to be baptized and to submit to Christ? Or tell me about praying, because my mom was this prayer warrior. You know, that it is, that I know that term is really cliche, so you know, forgive me, but she was an intercessor. That was what she did. I think I've talked about it on the podcast, but you know, what do you do when it's really hard to pray? Or even just, hey, what were you praying about this week? I think I would just try to take time to be more intentional in really hearing from her in her heart and really trying to have some significant times together, being in the moment, doing my best that when I would walk in that house to kind of shut everything else out, you know, because I always had my phone with me and, you know, my life didn't shut down when I went up there. And so, you know, being a pastor, there's always things that you're thinking of that I need to check on this person. I need to take care of this situation. Someone's asking me this question. You know, there's things that's going on at work. There's things that's going on at home. And I think I would have done more to try to just say, hey, while I'm here, I'm going to be here for these few hours. I'm just going to try to set my phone aside and I'm just going to try to focus on being here and not multitasking so much. I'm just going to focus on being in this moment, being intentional. I think that is kind of the conclusion that I was reaching this week, reflecting on what I would go back and tell myself. I don't think it'd be about try to make some of these times where things didn't go the way you wanted them to, try to make those times, you know, better, try to not have moments where there's stress or arguments or whatever. Now, I think I would just say, hey, that's going to happen. You know, you got to roll with those punches and just do the things God's given you to do to take care of that in asking for forgiveness and giving, being a forgiving person. But no, just try to really be intentional and make the most of the time. And it reminded me of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. And I think I've talked about these passages before. I know I've preached on them before, but they're meaningful verses to me because I think it's so important for us as people of limited time and a wide variety of distractions. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. And, you know, that making the best use is actually one word in the Greek, and it's a word that just means to redeem something or to prevent something from being misapplied or misused. So it's literally saying, redeem the time because the days are evil. They're filled with wickedness and evil all around and opportunities to do the wrong thing. So you try to use your time as a wise person, so that it is used well, it is applied well, and you are redeeming it from misuse, essentially. And I think that is what I would tell myself. Redeem this time. Make the most of it. Try to keep it from being misused. Be in the moment. Be intentional. Now, here's the question. When you reflect on things like that, like, what do you do with that now, right? Because that's not a situation I can go back and change. My mom is with Christ, which I am thrilled about because I know that she's with Jesus. Although being thrilled that she's with Christ, I'm still very sorrowful that she's not here. But I know where she is, but I know that she will not return to me. There will be a day where I'll see her again when I enter into eternity. So what do you do in those moments, though, when you're reflecting on something and you realize, well, this is what I would tell myself. This is what I would do differently. And I'm speaking to you about this situation with, you know, my mom, because that's what's been on my heart this week. But I mean, I could apply this to, I could think about mistakes I made in my marriage with my wife and things that I wish I had done differently. What would I go back and tell myself, you know, 10 years ago? Or parenting now, watching my kids grow up, right? And so, you know, as your kids grow up, I've got one that's left the house, one in college. So I'm watching them go through these stages of life. And so sometimes it might be, what would I go back and tell myself, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago? And I think this same thing is like, just make the most of the time, redeem the time, be careful that it's not misused, be in the moment, be intentional. But what do you do with that? I think when you start reflecting on things that you wish you could have done differently, there's two results that's going to come out of that. One is you're just going to get mired down in regret and shame, and you're going to focus on everything that you didn't do and how you wish you had done it a different way. And then if you stay there, you're going to drown in that regret. You can't change it. You can't go back and fix it. You can have these moments of reflection. But if you stay in that moment of regret and shame and, oh, I should have done this differently, I should have been more in the moment, I should have made a better use of the time, you're just going to drown there if that's where you stay, because there's nothing you can do about it. The time has passed. I think the result that we're looking for and the real point of reflection is to take those lessons from the past and bring them to the present. We're still on the earth in the Lord's will. We still have relationships. We still have people in our lives who love us and who we need to love. You know, depending on your situation, you still have your spouse, or you still have your kids, or you still have time that God has given you. So now take that reflection and bring it to the present and learn from it. You can't change what was, but you can use that to now move forward in a new way. And I think that's a very godly thing, is to learn and live as wise people. That's what we're being told here in Ephesians 5. Don't walk as an unwise person, right? When an unwise person, a foolish person, is someone who doesn't learn. They're not being taught and they're not being trained. That's what Proverbs talks about all the time throughout the book, is the importance of learning and being trained. But wise people, they're growing. If you teach a wise person, they become wiser than they were. And so, you know, what I really want to do in this time of reflection is, I can't change that with my mom, but what I can do is bring it to the present and think about the relationships that I have that God is still letting me enjoy. And I need to apply that. I want to be present. I want to make the most of the time. I don't want to misuse it. I want to be intentional. I want to reach people's hearts, my wife's, my children. I want to reach their hearts. I want to ask good questions. I want to put my phone down or whatever the distraction is. I want to try to be more in the moment and say, I want to have a good conversation. I want to hear what you're thinking. I want to be present in the moment. And I just know that this world and life we live in, it's so hard to do that sometimes, because there's so much that can get our attention. There's so much, whether it's just us mindlessly scrolling on our phones, or whether it is just worries or things that we're just trying to think through and figure out, or if it's plans we're making and things that we know we need to get done. And I'm certainly not preaching here apathy or not taking care of our responsibilities, but make the most of the time. The days are evil. There's lots of opportunities there to misuse your time. Be reflective of your life. Think about those moments where you didn't use the time as well as you could. And there's nothing that you can do to change that happened in the past. And you're not going to do yourself or anyone else any good if you live in that regret. But bring the lessons to the future and apply them now. And the grace of God will uphold you and help you to learn from those past errors, so that your reflection becomes something that is healthy in the relationships you have today. Be wise. Make the best use of the time. Be in the moment. Make the most of your relationship, starting with your relationship with Christ, abiding with Him daily. And then the people that He's put in your life, in your family, in your church, in your friends, put the distractions away, ask questions, have good conversations, get to know each other from the heart, make the most of the time. Hope this hasn't been too much of a train wreck. Feel like my mom's kind of all over the place, but just wanted to share a little bit of my heart. If you made it all the way to the end, I hope it was helpful. Thanks for listening to me. Love you guys and look forward to the next episode of the podcast. Until then, grace and peace to your family.
Thank you for listening to the Building Up Podcast, a ministry of Agape Church in Pinson, Alabama. If you have a question about today's podcast or would like to suggest a topic for the future, please email us, buildingup@agapepinson.com. To subscribe to this podcast, simply search for Building Up from Agape Church in your favorite podcast app. So fierce, he looked straight into me and said, "Son, I'm giving you victory. I can hear the sound."